Undercover investigators in the office of State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman spent a full year on this probe. They found some businesses buying their own good press directly. Others, Schneiderman says, did it through astroturfing. They paid so-called reputation managers for reviews that looked real, but were as fake as the grass at MetLife Stadium.
These companies were soliciting people to write phony reviews from as far away as Eastern Europe and Bangladesh. This was a global effort.
Clearly, good press is worth paying for. And bad press is something to fear.
Oh, right here.
Annie Sun owns Herbe's Spa in Soho. When she looks at the spa's Yelp page, she does it with trepidation.
I haven't checked for 2 weeks, so it's a little bit scary sometimes.
Today, Sun is in luck. No new reviews at all. She says she almost fell over last April when a Yelper criticized her sales technique. She wanted to respond, but didn't know how. Around that time, Sun got a call from Yelp. As she remembers it, the Yelp representative wanted her to buy an ad on the Yelp website to promote her business. Then they made an offer that sort of puzzled Sun.
It's anything you want us to do it for you. It's anything at all.
Did you get the feeling that you could have asked them to take away a bad review?
I do, because when people say it's anything I can do for you, you sort of want to manipulate them a little bit, you know?
Whatever exactly Sun was being offered, she didn't buy it. WNYC spoke with a spa, a butcher, and a restaurant. None said they had ever been approached by an AstroTurf reputation manager, but all three had had calls from Yelp's advertising sales team.
They tried. They called like every day for 6 months, and then so we kept rejecting them, then that's it.
Salvatore Cinquemani, a butcher, says Yelp was aggressive, but he chose not to advertise. Craig Walker, the owner of a nearby breakfast and lunch spot called Local, says it was never stated explicitly. But he always had the feeling that if he became a paying advertiser on Yelp, he could make his page look better.
They'll hold up a bad review, like a one-star review, and they'll keep it at the top for years and imply that if I pay the fee, the vig is that they ask for, it's like $400 or $500, that I will have access to remove that.
Yelp says it does not remove negative reviews to please advertisers. The company does work hard to weed out reviews that are phony. It cooperated fully with Attorney General Schneiderman's probe and was not accused of any impropriety. On Monday, Schneiderman told the public to take every online review with a grain of salt. The best tips, he said, come by word of mouth. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.